Do you ever sit and observe families, like when you're in a restaurant, for example? Sometimes people really do enjoy each other. They talk and laugh and interact. Others don't talk so much, but you can tell they have a genuine concern for each other. Then there are those that eat away, mostly sitting in non-communicating silence. I observed a couple that appeared to be in their late 60s. I know some people don't talk as much while they eat as others do, but man, there wasn't communication, period. The wife made an attempt. She took her fork and pointed to a specific portion on his plate and asked something like, "How does that taste?" Even though he answered her, it was more like grunting. She didn't talk after that. I mean, if the other person treats you like a post in the pasture, why talk? You don't have to abuse people, just ignore them and fail to affirm them, and they'll get the idea quick that in your mind, they don't amount to much. Do you communicate positive things with the people you love? This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
Have you heard of Healing for the Ages? This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. Join us on September 13th and 14th in Dallas, Texas at the Healing for the Ages Conference. Dive deep into topics like what causes cancer, epigenetics, the power of detoxification, natural healing through botanicals and homeopathy. Learn to take control of your health with wisdom from Dr. Brian Artis, Dr. Henry Ely, Dr. Jana Schmidt, Dr. Edward Group, and guest speakers Dr. Lee Merritt and Dr. Judy Mikovits. Can't make it in person? No problem. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED. Get $50 off virtual VIP registration and enjoy exclusive content from the comfort of your home. Hurry! Early bird prices for in-person attendance end on September 1st. Don't miss your chance. Register now at healingfortheages.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED.
This is Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. You can hear me now on americasfreedomnetwork.com from 11 to 1, Monday through Friday, and at 6 p.m. daily on 1360 KHNC AM radio. Please join me. Thank you, Rick Rodriguez.
I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything I do. I am free no matter what rules surround me. If I find them tolerable, I tolerate them. If I find them too obnoxious, I break them. I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything that I do. Robert A. Heinlein.
Hi, this is Kathy Roberts, the Executive Director at Life Choices Pregnancy Center, and I'm inviting you to celebrate 40 years of empowering women, transforming and saving lives, and supporting families. Join us at our annual fundraiser for dinner and an inspiring message from John Stone Street on September 19th in Longmont or on the 20th in Loveland. For information, call 303-651-2050 or to register, go to lifematters.org.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Around you.
And greetings and welcome to the second hour of today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. In the first hour, discussing Pavel Durov has been released. He does have to appear in court. He's the CEO, founder, with his brother of Telegram. So he has to appear before a French court. If he is released, I have to wonder what kind of agreement did he have to make, and what kind of, maybe is he being forced to allow some access to some of the Telegram, those that subscribe to Telegram, especially Russian military, Ukraine military. We're going to find out. But in the meantime, I was also talking about Donald Trump, what will happen if he wins the election, and the arrest that will take place. The only problem is the threat to national security. There is an agency continuity of government. All the agencies in the United States government working together to ensure that no matter what, nuclear strike, a outage of power, anything like that, computer hacking, that the United States will continue to function as a nation. Continuity of government. Donald Trump is the big threat. The big threat, yes, is Russia. The big threat presently is Donald Trump. They know what will happen if he wins this election. Many people will go to jail. There will be a change in the country for the better. But these people are too powerful. And I'm afraid that, as I state repeatedly, Donald Trump will not be allowed to resume power as president of this country. It will not happen. It, practically speaking, the machine, this Democrat-controlled country, is too powerful. They don't know it yet. They think that there is a great possibility that Donald Trump will resume again, possibly. Well, I can tell them, all the Democrats, Pelosi and Obama, Harris won't be president, Walls, they're birds of a feather. They're cuckoo. They won't be president. No, there's a new power structure coming that's going to oversee this country for a final 8-year period, led by Barack Obama. Does he know it? I believe he does. Is he making plans to return? I believe he is. Does he know exactly how? Most likely. Destroy the Constitution, declare martial law, a national emergency, a world war. He has many devices that he can use. Now I'm going to go to another article. This just occurred overnight in Israel. I've been stating that Israel, when Ismail Haniyeh was assassinated, that was a point in Israeli operations military military operations by Israel in the Gaza Strip and in with Hezbollah in Lebanon. It was a turning point. And it was at that point Israel has now has the advantage, will continue to have the advantage no matter what you read in the news. Israel, the momentum is, they are unstoppable. And from Haniyeh's assassination, he made it, Israel made it clear to the Hamas, Hezbollah, terrorist groups, even in the West Bank, that wherever you are, eventually Israel will find you, these leaders, and you will be assassinated. Yahya Sinwar, he understands what happened. He's been in hiding like a worm underground, but he is basically begging for his life. We'll negotiate on the condition you will not assassinate me. You guarantee I will not be assassinated. He is a worm as a person. He is not true to ISIS. He's not willing to give his life for the cause. And it may be that one of the Arab people, one of the women, somebody may turn him in, and Israel will, they won't arrest him. They don't want to bring him before a court. They'll just drop 8 tons of TNT on his head and then find the DNA later. But now, with Haniyeh's death, the momentum of Israel's campaign against the enemies has gone, as now the spike is up. The trend is, it's no longer on the curve. The curve is moving upward quickly. The war is going to come to an end because Israel is on a full immediate push to end this. It's going to come to an end not too long from now. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
This is Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, and when I'm back home in Colorado, I'm listening to AM 1360. The Roar of the Rockies.
I feel a hot wind on my shoulder.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
9/11. The Podesta emails. Epstein Island. Hunter's laptop. The 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio. Weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply, it doesn't burn, it doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country. Bleed Stop only works if you have it on hand.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Get yours today.
We'll be right back.
Weekdays, 11 to 1 on the Present Truth. The Present Truth on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Podcast will be on 1360 for both hours, 1360KHNC.com. Weeknights, 6 to 7. The first hour will play on AM radio, 1360 Johnstown, Colorado. The intensity of the operations and the frequency of the operations by the IDF is going to increase. There will be no opportunity for the Hamas to move. They're going to be pinned down. There's not going to be any movement. And Israel is methodically going to find these pockets, these cells, eliminate them, continuing to find the tunnels where they're hiding, where they're storing munitions are going to be destroyed. And I had mentioned that the West Bank, they're not going to escape. This was out of Hal Turner Radio. They're the first ones that I know of that announced this. It was yesterday. The Israeli army launched a sudden and complete unexplained military operation in northern West Bank. Large-scale forces, and this hasn't occurred in years or decades. They're targeting the city of Jenin and the refugee camp. The city of Tulkarm and the refugee camp Nur al-Shams, the Al-Fara refugee camp in the northern of the Jordan Valley, Tubas, the towns of Sailat, Al-Harthia, and Kabitia near Jenin, the city of Nablus. And no reason given by the Israeli army. Why should they? They're going after terrorists. These people are under continual surveillance, and they know that they are preparing for something, preparing to attack. The brigades in Jenin and Tulkarm, they've declared that their readiness to control the Israeli invasion in the West Bank, clashes ongoing. They've detonated explosives targeting Israeli armored vehicles in Jenin. The fighters are engaged in fierce clashes with Israeli forces in Berkin, showering the occupation forces with volleys of bullets. So the IDF has conducted extensive raids on these cities. They've closed all the roads leading to Jenin. They're going to cut off electricity to the area. There are many different reports coming out of the area. It appears to be very intense. And this is going to this is even added concern over the talks between Egypt, Israel, the U.S., and Qatar. These talks are, at this point, stalled. There have been I'm going to finish with just saying that Benjamin Netanyahu made it clear when this conflict began in October of last year. This time, there would be no ceasefire. This time, the IDF, under his command, would take back the Gaza Strip, free the Arab people from Hamas, from the political and military control of Hamas, He is the resistance was international, to a great degree still is. Internal, even within his own cabinet. But he has stated, until the hostages are returned and the Hamas terrorists have been completely eliminated, there would be no end to this conflict. At the same time, he made it clear to the Palestinian PLO, Abbas, any conflicts in the West Bank would be dealt with. And the people in the West Bank, they are warned in certain areas that Israel is going to target. People are warned ahead of time, giving them time to distance themselves from the areas that are going to be targeted by the IDF. So this way, the IDF is basically telling the terrorists, we're coming after you in this area. You should probably leave too. But Israel goes in to find, they can't take weapons. They can't take their arsenal. They can't take their explosives. Israel will go in, destroy these catches, and find tunnels and deal with them. This is exactly what Netanyahu stated he's going to do. This is his policy, and he is going to finish this conflict. They've been hitting, the IDF has been hitting the border regions of southern Lebanon, driving the people back away from that war area. The people in Lebanon are very tired of Hezbollah. They want Hezbollah out. So many, in a sense, are actually cheering Israel on because they can't have their country back as long as Hezbollah is there. The people in Gaza, the Arabs, they wanted their area. They were doing well. But the problem was Hamas. The problem is always the terrorists, no matter where you go. The terrorists in the nation of Jordan are getting a little antsy. They want to see some action. They better be careful because they're going to get their wishes. What they wish for, their wishes are going to come true. But Benjamin Netanyahu, I think, like with Donald Trump, Netanyahu is the greatest prime minister, the greatest, using the King James terminology, the king, other than Christ himself and King David. He is the greatest prime minister Israel has ever had. He's changed from his first time as being prime minister. At that time, he was willing to give concessions, which he did. He gave Gaza to the Palestinians. But he realizes over the years that there's no negotiating with people hell-bent on death, on destroying Israel. There's no negotiating. And he won't ever negotiate with these people again. There will never be a Palestinian state. The Arab people will... It would be best if they go back to the areas of their origins, but the problem is they're not wanted. Saudi Arabia doesn't want them. Qatar, Dubai, none of these Arab areas, Egypt doesn't want them. Lebanon doesn't want them. Syria doesn't want them. They don't have anything to offer these countries where they go. They have no trade. They've always been taken care of. Government handouts from the nations. Clothing. These people, you should see the clothes that they wear. They're not wearing rags like the people in Mexico, the poor people in Mexico, or the southern, central, and South American countries. No, no, these people, they're dressed well, they're groomed well, they're fed well. The leaders are overweight by 20%. There aren't any starving children. These people are well, they're taken care of. They're, you might say, all the humanitarian resources or agencies, they're keeping, they're a pawn in the game. They're that leading pawn that gets knocked off first. They're undesirables. The Arab nations don't want them. The North African nations don't want them. It's hard for the world to see that because it's cruel. Well, the world is cruel. Life is cruel, like John Wayne says. Life is tough, but tougher if you're stupid. We got a lot of stupid people in America, that's for sure. Netanyahu, I believe, in my view, is the greatest in modern times, the greatest prime minister Israel has ever had. Menachem Begin, he was very great, I believe. But there are some things that he did that are going to cause a lot of problems for Israel in the future. Problems, big problems, major problems. I'm going to discuss these in the future. So you have great men, Trump, Netanyahu. I'm going to put in Putin. I'll have to talk about him after the break. These men are great in where God has placed them for the prophecies of our time. Trump and Netanyahu and Putin. Putin is the man that put together an objective to destroy the Rockefeller family. He's done it. The Rockefeller Empire, he's to some degree done it. America will never be the nation to own the world. America's the nation that will destroy the world, not own it. Putin is the one that stopped the plan of the Rockefellers. And I'll mention Xi, too, on the other side of the break. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Choosing high-quality childcare is an important decision. Here are a few things to look for. Positive relationships between teachers and children, time for children to play, clear health and safety policies, and good ways to keep you informed of your child's day. Finally, make sure you visit where your child will spend their day and meet all of the staff. For checklists to help make your decision, visit healthychildren.org.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
Hey! Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at wagnerelectricco.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Hey folks, disaster can happen at any time. The PE Survival and Prepper Show is coming to the Boulder County Fairgrounds in Longmont, Saturday, August 31st and Sunday, September 1st. Vendors or patrons, you'll find thousands of items designed to make you self-reliant now and after the collapse. Mark your calendars and visit peshows.com for info. This show will feature first aid demos and a survival seminar on Sunday. Get moving. I'll see you at the show.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs.
9709 Podcasts for the present truth, 1360khnc.com to the podcast section, present truth site. So the great men of our time, I mean great men, would you consider Jimmy Carter a great man? Well, history is going to prove that he wasn't so great a man. The Rockefellers, no, they were industrialists. Not necessarily great men. Great men in the eyes of the world. They built empires. But I mean great men. People that do something for on behalf of humanity. Trump, Donald Trump, a great man. The greatest president of the United States of America. We had some great men. Washington, Jefferson. No. Don't think in the terms of Bill Clinton. Not a great man, just a president. Then there's Benjamin Netanyahu. Yes, he, for years as prime minister, had done what was possible to negotiate with the United States to stockpile weapons and what was needed. Technology and working with American intelligence to prepare Israel for this conflict that they're in presently. And he has been successful. He will continue to be successful. Day by day, he is beginning to more and more earn the respect of the Jewish people. not all, but a majority, and the Army, the IDF. He has a good group of men that are working with him. They may not agree with everything that he, his vision, but because he does have vision, he is great. And this is what makes people great, people that help the nations that they govern. He had a plan, carrying out that plan, well thought out plan. He knew the conflict in Gaza was going to cause problems in Lebanon, Syria, the vitriol of the anti-Semitic world at the UN, Egypt, problems with Egypt, Arab nations. But it was a well thought out plan. He knew what he was doing, the opportunity. Well, when the attack on October 7th took place, the beginning of a prophecy, a major prophecy for the last decade before Christ returns, the Gaza war and the war against Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, and the West Bank. I don't want to forget the West Bank. Israel will be successful. The problem that Netanyahu will face, or Israel will face, is the Temple Mount. That's the big problem in the future. It's easy to take care of the Gaza and the terrorists in Lebanon, but you will fight the world when you try to take over the Temple Mount area, because that area, NATO believes, I'm not NATO, the UN, they have plans for the Temple Mount. America has plans for it. Israel, the Arabs. And that is going to be the center of the coming conflicts in the future. Jerusalem. Jerusalem will be the center of all the conflicts to come. That's in the future. But now, Netanyahu, this war now, he is beginning, he sees the end of these battles. There are a few more things that have to take place. One of them is Yahya Sinwar, the coward. They'll find him. They've stated that once they get him, there will be no resistance. You kill the head general, the head of the snake, the body dies. This is why Israel is targeting all of these leaders. Now, Vladimir Putin, a great man. This man took his country literally from the landfill of history. In the beginning day of this century, he had a vision. He knew what needed to be done. He knew the enemies of Russia. He knew the Clintons, their betrayal. He knew Reagan. All of these people, these leaders of America, the CIA, he knew what the U.S. was doing with the NATO nations. He understood it very well. And what did he do? Diplomacy. It wasn't through a gun, to the end of a gun. He started working with China and India and the Southern powers in Brazil, South Africa, the Global South. The strategy, we all worked together, and I don't think he revealed the whole plan at that time, but the main tool would be destroy the dollar. Destroy the way in which the United States holds its power, treasury notes, the dollar. And he knew he needed China. He needed India, Brazil. Brazil, it's the monster nation of South America, monster economy. He knew what he needed to do. South Africa, in spite of all the wars, he knew what he needed to do. India, an emerging power. Diplomacy. Brilliant, brilliant man. One of the most brilliant men of our time. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Before hiring a realtor from a big corporation who outsources their jobs and pays little to no taxes, ask yourself, what do you really want in a realtor? You need a realtor who is honest and has integrity, a realtor who is focused on the client's bottom line, not the realtor's bottom line, who provides personable, over-the-top service before, during, and after the transaction. You want a realtor that knows how to market your property. Hi, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Land deals, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings, I've got you covered. For the first-time homebuyer, we will make it the best experience. If you are looking to move up or downsizing, we will do better than your last transaction. Call me today at 720-203-0731 or visit coloradoproperties.online. Let me do a great job for you.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gresca's C60 oral supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
He went to fight wars for his country and his king, of his honor and his glory. The people would sing. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. A bullet
had found him. So, the great man of our era, Vladimir Putin. You see, Putin, Russia is in the Bible. It's in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. It's the children of Japheth. And they have a prophecy that they have to fulfill. And the United States has been trying to destroy Russia for the last 100 years, starting with the Bolshevik Revolution. And they have done a pretty good job of keeping
Russia from developing. But it does say in Ezekiel 38 and 39 that Russia at some point would be very powerful economically, which has occurred now, especially since the Ukraine conflict, diplomatically, which happened through Vladimir Putin starting in the first day of this century, and militarily. Russia, according to Ezekiel 38:39, is going to be a country that protects armies that are going to attack Israel in the Middle East jointly, together, to be a guard. Russia is to be a guard for these little nations, a guard for Iran. The United States is not going to attack Iran. Russia will be a guard for Iran. America is not going to attack Turkey. Russia will protect Turkey. Russia is attacking itself in the Ukraine from the old Nazi religion. Russia is going to protect some of the old Soviet bloc nations from the West. And Putin would be the man who would envision a technique, a way, or have the vision, have the insight on what it would take to not destroy the United States. That's not his objective. I believe Putin's objective was to destroy the power of secret societies, Pilgrim Society, in New York and in the city of London. And I think Putin's objective was to completely stop the plan of an American dynasty, the Rockefeller family. When Putin had the interview with Tucker Carlson, he alluded to Pilgrim Society. But I know that in studying American history, I know there is one family that has ruled America for 100 years plus. One family, the Rockefeller family, jointly joining with other powerful families, but it was the Rockefeller family through John D. Rockefeller who passed a vision to his son, John D. Rockefeller Jr., who passed a vision to his five boys, Winthrop, Nelson, Morgan, John, and David. Who is it, John? Lawrence and David. And that vision is to own the world. And the way they do it is they buy a piece of every single vital industry or corporation in the country. Not just oil, not just gas. IBM, pharmaceuticals, power, GE, automotive, you name it. This is the vision I believe that Vladimir Putin has. He is at war with a family, and the only way to defeat the family that controls the empire was to bring Xi Jinping in. And Xi is a great man. We may not, you know, the CCP, the Communist Party. I'm not going to get time to have time to finish this today. It's too deep. It's too involved. It's too complicated. But it is so necessary to see the world through the eyes of these great men. If you see the world through Trump's eyes and Netanyahu's eyes and Putin's eyes and Xi Jinping's eyes, you're going to get a great view of what the overall objective was of the devil. The devil's plan to rule mankind. But Putin and Xi on the Beijing Olympics, I go refer to this all the time, they had decided to become partners on a plan. It's in the Bible. The principle is in the Bible, in the book of Amos. How can two plan to walk together unless they have the same destination, the same vision? That's Xi and Putin. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry.
Well, okay, so then with Xi Jinping, he and Putin, the two of them, agree to become partners on a plan of the ages. And the plan is war with the United States of America. The tool, destroy the United States Treasury note, the Treasury bonds, the U.S. dollar. And this was aimed at, you might say, the United States of America, But in Putin's mind, I believe, America being owned by the Rockefeller family, his plan is destroy the dynasty. Trump destroyed the political dynasty of the Clintons, of the Bushes. He didn't destroy the dynasty of Obama. Obama's going to return, and Trump will be finished with politics, but Russia is going to have to deal with Barack Obama one more time, probably most likely after the first of the year. But Putin's strategy, Putin, listen, is a brilliant, brilliant man. To have the ability to put together a group of nations, the BRIC nations, expand the BRIC nations from 5 to 10 nations, to work with the nations in the Middle East, to trade with them using the ruble rather than the dollar, to work with China. China, I forgot, one of my articles is China's now, the Chinese currencies are numero uno in the world now. The dollar is now for the first time taking second seat. The plan of Putin's has been successful. Putin's whole attack, you attack the family, you attack America, you're attacking the unipolar world countries, which are the European slaves to the United States of America. Macron, the England, Germany, all of the, mainly the European NATO nations. And Putin put together the thought of a multipolar world group of nations, which have now become the new international world order. The new international world order. The Rockefeller Empire is coming to an end, but not without a lot of conflict. Great war is coming to the world. Tomorrow, Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, podcast 1360, KHNC.com. So, just want you to remember that Putin and Xi have declared war on the United States of America.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Paddy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.